Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Okay. So, Cynthia has asked, as you've noted, sometimes your purchases are limited to what's available. Yes. So suppose you find a top in a perfect colour, but the necklines available are not ideal. You have a rounded jaw, average neck, length neck, and a large bust. Therefore, your ideal neckline would be a scooped neckline. The top comes in two different necklines, jewel, which is otherwise a crew neck, so the high round neck, or a V-neck, which one will be the most flattering. Now, based on what you've told me, I would say I would go with the V-neck. Why is this? Well, because it is a lower neckline. You tend to find when you have a large bust, anything really high neckline just makes really emphasizes your bust to make it look even larger. And so this is why I would go for the V-neck, because with a V-neck, you can soften down the V by putting a cami underneath or a B-string or something that just cuts across that sharpness of the V and takes away from that sharpness and almost turns it into a scoop neck. So always go with a V-neck if you have a larger bust, even if you know a more curved neckline like I do. So I've managed to find a whole lot of tops with curved necklines, but you know, a V-neck's not bad because we can cut it off and we can soften it down. The more soft a V-neck is, so some are very sharp and narrow. So sharp and narrow is always harder to wear if you have a more rounded face. But if it's a wider and softer V, you probably find you can actually wear it really quite well. It's not going to be too distracting. And because it's allowing you to have that space in the head and neck, your bust will look smaller. And therefore, it'll actually be overall more flattering than the crew or the jewel neck would be. There you go. Simple question, because I know it's hard and we don't, you know, I mean, the other option is to buy the high one and have it altered and create the neckline that you want. And that is the other option. You can always remember, just because it comes with a certain neckline doesn't mean you can't have it changed, but that means an alteration. So you could turn a V-neck potentially into a rounded neck by cutting some of the, you know, the sides out of it, or you could go for the high neckline and then cut a lower neckline into it. Up to you. But otherwise, if you don't want to do any alterations, I'd go for the V-neck. Deborah has said, my neck is flabby and I'm starting to get a little turkey neck and I want a dress so that it's not as prominent. So as our neck softens down and our jaw softens down with age, the joys of aging and gravity, thinking about less sharp necklines are going to make it less obvious. So cowl necks, anything that has any softness and more a little bit more drape is softer around your neck. Also think about your hairstyle as well. So the more we pull hair back and have it away or have it very short, the more we notice neck because it becomes a more prominent feature. The more we have a bit of hair around it, we just don't see it as much because it's a little bit more covered. So therefore it's more camouflaged. So thinking about what hairstyle you have and how that might flatter you as well. Look, you can go like Diane Keaton. I think she's such an example. I was watching a movie with her. I've not seen her in a movie in the last probably decade or longer where she's either not wearing a turtleneck or she's wearing a button-up shirt that goes all the way up to her neck. Can you just button the whole way up? And in fact, I watched something, I think it was on Amazon or Netflix, and I cannot remember what it was called, but she was playing somebody who had to be a cheerleader, and the uniform she chose, you could see that they'd obviously, she has control over, nobody gets to see my neck. And she was wearing, so even when they're doing their cheerleading outfit for all these mature ladies, is a button-up shirt that buttons up all the way up her neck so that you never, ever get to see her neck. So you can Diane Keaton it, if you know, but in fact, what that does, every time I see her, it makes me more aware of her neck, going, she must be hiding something because she's always got herself covered up to here. So I feel like that actually draws attention. It's like when you try and hide something, often it draws more attention to it versus if you just do other things, create distraction with jewelry, create like repeat lines, use softness. A scarf is also another great way. So if just a softly wound scarf around your neck is another way of distracting from a softer neckline, all those sorts of things. But I do go, you know, she is, but yes, so it is one of those things, though, to think about is, yeah, don't over try and make it look like you're camouflaging something, because that is usually when it backfires on you. So I'd say, yeah, soft necklines. So cow necklines, scoop necklines, avoid really sharp necklines. So square and very sharp Vs, those sorts of things. When we go into sharp lines against softness, that's when we notice the difference. So it's really just thinking about creating harmony. So everything I talk about is about creating harmony with you and, you know, your physicality. So therefore, it's repeating those softer lines that you are getting in your clothing rather than going for sharp and hard and structured lines. Hopefully that helps you. Lynn said, how do you put focus at a balance point with a scarf? So you could either, it depends on how you tie the scarf up. I worry less with scarves and balance points because quite often they take up a lot more space. So it really depends on the kind of scarf and how you are tying it, you know, and how much of your outfit it might be covering as well. So that is something to think about. So it really kind of depends on what kind of scarf you're wearing. If you're just wearing a neckerchief, it's going to be very different than if you're wearing a great big rectangular thing that, you know, drapes over half your body. So I really don't worry too much about balance points with scarves, but if you want to say tying it up, where sometimes you can tie it up almost like in a knot, I'd put that knot on a balance point. So if you are, or it could be if you are draping it, you might want to drape it so it doesn't sit higher than your top balance point, so your second balance point. That could be something else to consider, but apart from that, I wouldn't worry too much. It really depends. If you're tying it somewhere where there is a feature, or you're putting a scarf pin in or a brooch or something on it, you might want to put that on a balance point, but otherwise, don't worry too much about it. I think that's the key. Don't get too stressed about these things. But yes, so please do keep sending me your questions, Imogen at insideoutstyleblog.com. Let me know what it is that you want to know. And I will be back to talk to you again and answer more of your questions soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day. The Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.